Trump issues Christmas message to wonderful soldiers of China and Governor Trudeau. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 25, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump issued a Christmas message to the wonderful soldiers of China who are illegally operating the Panama Canal and to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday. Merry Christmas to all, including to the wonderful soldiers of China, who are lovingly, but illegally, operating the Panama Canal, where we lost 38,000 people in its building 110 years ago, always making certain that the United States puts in billions of dollars in repair money. But we'll have absolutely nothing to say about anything, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. Trump continued, saying, also, to Governor Justin Trudeau of Canada, whose citizens' taxes are far too high, but if Canada was to become our 51st state, their taxes would be cut by more than 60%. Their businesses would immediately double in size. And they would be militarily protected like no other country anywhere in the world. Likewise, to the people of Greenland, which is needed by the United States for national security purposes and who want the U.S. to be there, and we will. Trump previously threatened to retake the Panama Canal if Panama continues to rip off the United States with exorbitant transit fees. Trump has also previously trolled Trudeau and referred to him as Governor Justin Trudeau on several occasions. As Breitbart News reported, during a meeting at Mar-a-Lago between Trump and Trudeau, Trump reportedly joked that if Trudeau did not like the idea of facing a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico, Canada could become the 51st state, with Trudeau serving as the governor to avoid the tariff. In another post, Trump wished a Merry Christmas to the radical left lunatics, who were constantly trying to obstruct the U.S. court system, elections, and who are always going after the great citizens and patriots of the nation and their political opponent, Trump. Trump added, they know that their only chance of survival is getting pardons from a man who has absolutely no idea what he is doing. Also, to the 37 most violent criminals, who killed, raped, and plundered like virtually no one before them, but were just given, incredibly, a pardon by sleepy Joe Biden. I refuse to wish a Merry Christmas to those lucky souls but, instead, will say, go to hell. We had the greatest election in the history of our country. A bright light is now shining over the USA and, in 26 days, we will make America great again. Merry Christmas.